content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord from Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Raleigh VIP newsletter for the months of November and December 2018. This is the November and December 2018 Visually Impaired Program Newsletter, sponsored by the City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation and Cultural Resources Department, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services. Their office is at 2401 Wade Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27607. The office phone number is 919-996-2147. Reach them at email, sris@raleighnc.gov. The visually impaired program is intended for individuals 18 and older with visual impairments, unless otherwise noted. Program registration numbers will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final decision made 1 week in advance as to whether minimum registration numbers have been met to determine whether there is sufficient registration to hold the program. This is consistent with other city programs and provides the opportunity for respectful and timely communication for participants, staff, and program locations. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Please be prepared to complete a form prior to event participation. Some program registration and payment information. Minimum registration numbers vary by program. Single rate program fees will be advertised for all programs. Please refer to the description regarding the type of transportation included for that specific program. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when returning the call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. Additional policies will be stated at the end of this newsletter. Now for the ongoing activities. On Mondays, darts at the 5 Point Center for Active Adults. The program runs on November 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th, December 3rd, 10th, and 17th. All programs run 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration for November is $16. Registration for December is $12. Come and enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register and pay for the entire month in order to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Meet at the 5 Point Center, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Tuesdays, Walking to Wellness at the Triangle Town Center. In November, the program runs on the 27th from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Registration is $4. Because of the holidays, there is no program in December. The walking group is for beginners or for those who already walk and are looking to increase their physical activity. Staff will be on site to lead the group. However, one-on-one assistance is not provided. The group will walk at Triangle Town Center, rain or shine. Please note this new meeting location. Meet at the Barnes & Noble, Triangle Town Center, 5959 Triangle Town Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Wednesdays, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. In November, the program runs the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. In December, the 5th, 12th, and 19th. In all cases, it runs from 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration for November is $4. For December, registration is $3. Each game costs $1, up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available. Weekly registration is not available. You must register for a month in order to participate. Meet at the Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. No door-to-door transportation is provided for Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. Also on Wednesdays, Bingo at Chavis Community Center. The program runs in November on the 28th and December on the 26th. in both cases from 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. Registration each month is $4. This is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food to be delivered to the program location. Food and delivery and eating should not interrupt the program, though. Meet at Chavis Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Thursdays, Trivia Night at Buffalo Brothers. In November on the 15th, in December on the 20th. In both cases from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration each month is $2. Put on your thinking caps and join us for a dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting, and trivia begins at 7 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Meet at the Buffalo Brothers, 3111 Capitol Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Fridays, the Audio Book Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind. In November on the 9th, in December on the 14th, in both cases from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. There is no cost, but no transportation available. If you are interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard. Also on Fridays, Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league bylaws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now, here are the activities for the month of November. Dinner and a movie on Sunday, November 4th, 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at Briar Creek. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and then the current features of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home is provided. A performance at the North Carolina Museum of History on Sunday, November 11th, 2:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. Registration is $15. Join us for an afternoon of music as part of the Music of the Carolinas series at the North Carolina Museum of History. This concert features some of the state's finest folk musicians and tradition bearers. This series utilizes program notes, lecture demos, and film screenings, in addition to performances, to educate audiences about various cultural art traditions that have grown in North Carolina or taken root here over the years. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Must be ready for pickup at 1 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to the program location and home is provided. Meadow Dinner and Light Tour, Thursday, November 29th, 5 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Registration is $15. The Meadow Lights is the largest and oldest Christmas light show in eastern North Carolina. This family-owned and operated business is also home to the Old Country Store that sells drinks and over 300 varieties of old-fashioned candy. We will take the train around the 10-plus acres of lights, bring money for dinner at Meadow Restaurant, and for any purchases in the country store. Our friends from Dragon Social Club and HIP Social Club will join us. One-on-one assistance is not provided. We will meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 5 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Now for the December activities. Dinner and a movie on Sunday, December 2nd, 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at North Hills. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company and the current features of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. door-to-door transportation to program location and home is provided. Candlelight tour at Duke Homestead, Friday, December 7th, 6 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. Registration is $30. Experience a historical North Carolina holiday season with Duke Homestead. Costumed interpreters will lead you on a candlelit tour of the historic area, festooned with period decorations, as we celebrate Christmas in the 1870s. Enjoy traditional storytelling, hot cider, and cookies. Become a part of Christmas at Duke Homestead as you move through the historic home and help decorate a Christmas tree in true Victorian style. Join our carolers for songs around a fire. One-on-one assistance is not provided. We will meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue, at 6 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Holiday dinner on Friday, December 14th, 5:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration is $12. Celebrate the holiday season with some of your closest friends at Nantucket Grill in Raleigh. Come dressed to impress in your holiday best. Bring money for dinner. Our friends from HIP Social Club will join us. One-on-one assistance is not provided. We will meet at JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 6 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. If you have any questions or concerns about these programs, please call our office at 919-996-2147 before you register. Here are the program policies. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals ages 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of vision impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. They accept checks, money orders, or credit cards. Registration for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final determination 1 week in advance as to whether the program will run. Program cancellation notifications will be made via email, unless you don't have email, to staff, participants, and so on. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm your registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, when and how to expect your payment, and your contact information. Service animals are welcome in programs and on vehicles. Participants must notify the office at the time of registration and no later than 1 week prior to the program date so appropriate arrangements can be made. Program cancellations and withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy, which will be noted in a moment. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. One-on-one assistance will not be provided for programs unless noted otherwise in the program description. Travel programs will be staffed on a one staff or chaperone to four participant ratio, unless otherwise noted in the program description. Transportation will only be available for individuals ages 8 and up, or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers are not authorized to leave the vehicle to assist participants. Program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle independently. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office, except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the Raleigh city limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff at the time of registration. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seat belts while the vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. Only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. Now here's the refund policy. 100% refund, credit, or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer of fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. Non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. And finally, the non-discrimination policy. The City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, sexual orientation, or disability in employment opportunities or the provision of services, programs, or activities. A participant alleging discrimination on the basis of any of the aforementioned areas may file a complaint with the Director of the Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department or with the Office of Equal Opportunity, U.S. Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. You have been listening to this month's edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. You have been listening to the November-December edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.